first year on Toma Devoya, the principle of the Chofetz Chaim, which he brings down in Parashas Ekev, that there are three psukim, each of them have the words Halicha Bidrochov in it. Meaning, first of all it says Halacha Bidrochov Liyiroes Hashem, and then it says Halacha Bidrochov La'avos Hashem, and then it says Halicha Bidrochov L'dveikus Hashem. And we learn from that that in order to grow, says the Chofetz Chaim, in any Avodas HaKodesh, there's Yira, then there's Ava, and there's Dveikus. The difference between Ava and Dveikus we explained. Ava Hashem is occasionally or momentarily. Something happens to you, or you ask for something in Tefillah. That's the Dveikus in Tefillah. Bevadai, there's Ava Hashem which comes out. Dveikus is much more. Dveikus is permanent. It's a fixture inside you that you're constantly aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're close to Him. That's Dveikus. Dveikus is more than Ava. The point which we're bringing out, which the Chofetz Chaim mentions, is that in order to reach each stage, you have to go in His ways, in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu achanun afafati erachum. Meaning, the method of growth in Torah is only through following in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how far we got last time. We explained that. Take a look at page Yud. And I'd like to read and explain a little bit more here. We're doing the introduction. We're doing the introduction here.
Also in the book, can I just...
Yes. I made a quote of it. Take a look at the second paragraph there. Omnam nireh. V'yesh levar ha'inyan v'oifan acher. This week we'll do a little bit more in the introduction. I hope to start the Hakdama to Toma Devoto as well. The Meika Yesodus Shalamadnu Rabbeinu B'Sefer Toma Devoto, the Gaon Rav David Kronglass, who was, I think, the Mashgiach in Baltimore, said that, go down about three or four lines, Shehamala Helyona Sheva Odom Chashivusai Ugdulosai Hu Shu Telem Elokim. This is a little bit more different here. That the whole greatness of man is that he's a Telem. A Telem Elokim, what does it mean, a Telem? He has no form, but similar in some ways, in some capacity, we're similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't Einoi de Musakuf, but Einoi Guf. But the Tzelem means that we are comparable to Him in Eze Inyan, in particular through the Midas. That's what we're striving for. V'ika HaTzelem v'hadumus ha'elyon hein pu'uloisav u'midoisav. And the main way a person copies HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to grow is to follow in his Midas. L'chein tzoricha adam li'yois kol ishtadlusa v'isko v'olam hazeh. Everything that a person does should strive to do in all his life. Lahagia ulahasik madrega zu liyos tzelem elokim ketzalma kidemus mamash. Like him. I remember once we mentioned that the Alter from Sabodka says that why did Avraham Avinu reach the middah of chesed? Why chesed? What was in his emunah was attached to chesed. So the Alter explained that he kept on examining and thinking over many years, and he discovered HaKadosh Baruch keeps on giving and never gets back. So he wanted to be similar to Hashem. That was the whole build of HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was his role model. He watched and he saw that Hashem gives life, Hashem gives water, Hashem gives sun, Hashem, whatever is given is food. And therefore I must be the same. So it went together with it. And that, Avraham Avinu, is the carbon copy, really, of the Tzelem Elokim. He built himself up on the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and became a Tzelem Elokim. That was in the same way that he probably thought that the manufacturer wants the product to be the same as the manufacturer. And therefore he modeled himself on that. Im ha'odom doimeh shoveh b'chol elokim ozu Tzelem Elokim be'emes. Then he really is a Tzelem Elokim who... Hashem hu rachum, gam hu rachum. Hashem hu kadosh, af hu kadosh. Hashem hu ono, v'savlan, af hu ono, v'savlan. Kol abriyos yomu ala odam azeh, hu mamash tzelem elokim. Maybe that's why we thought a person who's a great tzaddik, a malach elokim. What do you mean a malach elokim? A malach elokim is like a tzelem elokim. So a person is a malach. What does it mean a malach? Why do we say a malach? Because he's like Hashem, kevyochel, if you can say such a thing. He has similarities in kindness, in grace, in forgiveness, and that's the meaning of the Tzelem Elokim. Zuhi ha-madrego ha-elyona sha-odom yucho la-hasig b'chayav. It's a little bit more than what the Chofetz Chaim is saying. The Chofetz Chaim is saying this is how you grow, but if we can say above, Kronglass is saying the definition is the Tzelem. That's what it is. The method of growth using Yira and Avon Dveikus is become a Tzelem Elokim. Take a look now at the second paragraph at the bottom. V'hinei, v'rashi ala Torah. It's interesting. I'll tell you what he says here. Rashi on the Torah, when he looks at these three psukim in Parshas Ekev, Rashi does not say the qualities Rachum Echanun in the first one, nor in the second, in Yira, but he says it only by Dveikus. He doesn't bring it out by Yira and Ava. That's the question he asks here. Why does Rashi only mention Mahu Rachum Atat Yir Rachum? Only when it comes to Dveikus. In the first two psukim, which the Chofetz Chaim brought, he doesn't mention that. So look at the answer here. Look at the Nira, the last paragraph. The Bishnei Psukim HaRishonim Hayunu Yecholim Lefarish The Ma Shenema B'Shamat Es Mitzvah Hashem Alakech Alech Es Bidrocho B'Lir Oysem Shenleinech Bidrocho Al Yidei Kiyama Mitzvah. That's what you were saying on Shabbos. By the Halich HaBidrocho means doing the mitzvahs. You might think that the Kiyama Mitzvah Hein Hein Halich HaBidrocho, and it's enough, you just keep the Torah. That's called Halich HaBidrocho. No. What's up? It says, there you have it. The mitzvahs are given. So we've already said the word mitzvahs. And therefore, what's being added on is, therefore, you see the midas of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why Rashi leaves it out and doesn't bring Mahu Rachum until up, because you might think that Yira means just keeping the halacha. It's not. Halicha B'drachav is not just that. Halicha B'drachav is not just that. Halicha B'drachav means in the middle of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a given that you're keeping the Torah mitzvahs, but now you have to apply it. How you apply it and your application to the mitzvahs in reality is through the middle that you have. So there's the technical and the emotional. The technical is the halachas, that's the Yira and the Ava. But in order to follow the real halakha b'drach, it means in the middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how you reach the vacancy.
You could have learned
Correct, correct. You might have thought it meant halicha b'drach of keeping the halachas.
It's more correct than the third posse, it can't be that.
You can't, because having said b'shamata mitzvosov, and then it says after halicha b'drach. So it's more than that, and that's the middle. We'll miss out the second part. The last paragraph here at the bottom brings down from Rav Aaron, and Rav Aaron mentions a beautiful point here. Rav Aaron cuts it. Look at the. Let's read it through. Herich b'dibrei Rashi. He talks about this Mahu Rachum and Dveikus, and then he goes on and says, Anuch Achshav. We might think that Dveikus means Bein Adam Lamokayim. What is Dveikus? Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shahei Libba Bashamayim, B'Shas HaTfila, Ha'odam Muta B'Talis HaTfilin. So you might think Dveikus is when you're wrapped up in your Talis and Tfilin, Ve'omed Lifnei Amokayim, and you're standing B'Hachno, U'Machashei V'Roimam Mus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in Tfila. No. Avol Kisha Oisek B'Rochoivos, when you're in the street, in the business place, U'Shvokim L'Toivos Chaveira, and you're busy with other people, Humura Ben Anoshim, Min HaHechrech L'Dobet Toivos Ha'inyan L'Dobarim Hanirim Kibatonim. You might think that Midas are superfluous. That's not Dveikus there. Says Rav Aaron, no, that's not the point. Ein bozer maila shel Dveikus. That's not my Dveikus. Abo midibay Rashi, from what we see from Rashi here, what we mentioned, Mahu Afato, Chazinon shezeh eino, ela ha'esev begimnas chasodim lehetiv lacharinei, zeu gufa maise shel Dveikus. That is Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, you must understand, it's not just bein odom lamokom, it's bein odom lachaveirom. And the Dveikus comes out, if you understand v'alach v'bidrochov in the middas, in the time of dealing with people, it's not just in Bein Adam Lamokayim.
Bring down the very first year of second year
of law.
The Sheish
Mitzvah says nothing about Adam Lamokayim.
It's obvious that
it
would have to include it. What does he say there? He says you've got to connect with that critical for all time.
Right.
How? By these six mitzvahs. So where do we get? I mean, it's obvious that you have to treat other people like a bitch. But
why doesn't he bring that down? Well,
yeah.
He says they're not mitzvahs to me. Maybe they should be to me. I don't know. Why does the Chofetz Chaim bring that down?
What I was trying to say, Shabbos, yes, was that the halacha of the doing meticulous thing that you're supposed to do, the neshuva and the love and the awe of a family's vocal. And that might be what the Mishnah is. Okay. Look,
it's a very good point why that isn't thought in there. I mean, the other mitzvahs, the Yira and Ava and Remus Hashem, Ein Shum Elokah Chutz Mimenu, these are the six mitzvahs to Midyas. Perhaps this is included in the Ava Hashem, maybe, I would say. Once you have Ava Hashem, you're following in his ways.
Well,
it doesn't say that.
Hashem,
yes.
And he didn't do that. He didn't label it.
I don't know, that's a very good point that you're making. But the point Mabaron is saying here is that don't imagine that Dveikus is just Bein Adam Lamokim. It's not. It's in the middle of how a person behaves as well. And therefore, turn over to page Yud Gimel. Well, if he's a Yotze, the Be'esek V'maisa Achesed Lehetiv Lachrinei, when a person is busy with somebody else and dealing with a fellow man, L'kayim Tachis Kiyim Kol HaMitzvos, you become the Kiyim Kol HaMitzvos because you're Oisek in Dveikus in the middle. That's how you become in pulos, in action. That's how you become dveikus. Ukemosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu shofei achesed todir b'li hefsek. Hakadosh Baruch Hu keeps on giving without a stop. Gam ha'odom tzorich liyos doimet Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So a person must be like that. Lehitiv lachruinei tzemidei b'li hefsek. You must be aware and alert of people and sensitive to people and notice people and not just live in your own little bubble, in your own little world of your own existence and caring for yourself. And that's what the Talmud Devorah says in Perek Beis. The highest level in the Keter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we're describing is Shofeach Chesed, he continually does Chesed, and nothing prevents him from that, from doing good. He is a mative. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mative. Nothing should stop him from being a mative. And that's what we mentioned last week at the end of this paragraph. Kavah Reb Yitzchak Mevolozhin said in the name of his father, that his father Reb Chaim Kohaya Dvora Eli Tomid Shazer Kol Ha'odom Lo La'atzmo Nivra. You're not made for yourself, but Lahoya La'achrine, to help somebody else. Kohala Sheimotze B'Koycha La'asleis, as much as you can possibly help somebody else. It's a loshen actually in Rabbeinu Yonah that Chayav Odom Litroyach Va'amal Nafshoi. And to be persevering and diligent. In Gimel Yud Gimel, in Shai Gimel Yud Gimel, and Rabbeinu Yonah brings out, it's one of the ikorim which are nidroshes min ha'odom, to be oisek, to help somebody else, and you must be diligent and perseverance. And it says Rabbeinu, bein osher, bein oni, bein chol, whatever he bein. Whoever it is, says Rabbeinu Yonah, to be oisek all the time in understanding other people and working with other people and helping other people. From that we see that the
person has to therefore for one of this, like not even often very good to be a good person and help people, and maybe that like, this you have to have in mind that I'm going in the ways of God. I'm actually doing this because I want more life.
And now, just today, I was walking along Meir Shoim, and an Oni came up to me, and I didn't relate to him. I felt terrible afterwards, having prepared this. I went back to him, and I because of that, I suddenly, it's a mitzvah, and I have to be thinking of it. I wasn't thinking enough. You know, sometimes you don't notice everybody comes over to you. It's a mitzvah to think. I was conscious of it. It's to be conscious of the mitzvah, and then it changes. It's not just a ma'aseh chesed, it's alaf b'drochov. It's much more than that. If you can do that, much, much more. Look at the bottom paragraph here. So, but now we have another problem. In the bottom of Yud Gimel, he brings another point. He brings this in this introduction of David Goldberg, who's the Rosh Yeshiva and tells in Cleveland. He brings down from here, but the Mishnah in Peah brings down what we say every morning. And these are the listing: Kibud Avoreim, Gibunis Chasodim, Hachnasas Orachim, Bikul Choylim, Hachnasas Kala, Bayas Hameis. Kulam hei maisa chesed lehitiv lacharinei. And then it says Talmud Torah kenei kulam. 1 minute. Since when is Talmud Torah ben adam lachaveiro? How can Talmud Torah be greater than all the other mitzvahs?
It changes you.
But that's not ben adam lachaveiro. How is it mitiv labriyos? Talmud Torah is surely Ben Adam Nachaveyu, Mamoka, not Ben Adam Nachaveyu.
But the way it impacts you by learning Torah will make you have a propensity and to have the Ben Adam Nachaveyu.
But it's connected, all the mitzvahs of Geminas Chasodim, which is Ben Adam Nachaveyu. He brings down from Chaim Volozhin, the famous from Chaim Volozhin, that the greatest possible kindness you can do in the world is learning Torah, because it brings great Shefa Tov into the world.
Remember the point. It brings you to Rishmor Velachos.
Right. It is a Kiyam Ha'olam.
It's the actual point. Actualized.
Take a look at the top of Yud Aleph. Take a look. Aval Hatova Hachi Gadoila. Look at the top of Yud Aleph, which is skipping a bit. Hatova Hachi Gadoila Ba'olam Hi Ha'esek Hatova. There's tremendous joy in Shemayim at a time when a person is involved in Torah. And everybody gains from the light of Torah. It brings great light into the world. Tzadik Yisoid Olam, the person who learns Torah, brings great benevolence, brings great success in the world. Remember the famous line of Rabbi Saul Salant used to say that the businessman in Paris is helped by the Yeshiva Bocha in Vilna. His learning Torah creates Kol Yisrael Arevim, and it brings great goodness into the world.
It's a shame he didn't say the person in Brisk or whatever it is was learning that it helped somebody in Brisk.
Maybe how be Tovos Rishipas Brochas Ha'olam Kemurua Betana Develiyol. The kevim shaloi made a Torah may be tova la olam al yidei kol adavim. In other words, that's the great koyach of Torah which we have. And therefore, at the bottom of the paragraph in Yudalit, he brings down from Rav Chanan mentions this, that the greatness of Torah is even the greatest chesed you can do in the world. So if you have a chance to learn Torah or to do a mitzvah, if someone else to do the mitzvah, then you could leave it to somebody else, find an alternative, and you can learn Torah. If no one else can, then in the chayim you should do the egg in the chesed. Let's jump on, because I want
the bottom it says it.
Take a look a bit further. We'll go on a bit further. Just an interesting point here. Take a look at Tez Zion. There's a gematria which he brings out, which is very interesting. Ugma Nisa Tova Motsosi Vidibe HaBalatulim. I found a beautiful expression, gematria, in the Balatulim. Roshamaltes mitzvahs Hashem laleches bidrocha v'liyra oisai. Laleches bidrocha is gematria lilmoy Torah. Interesting. The gematria is lilmoy Torah, meaning that lalech halacha bidrocha is all the middest Torahs, but the greatest is lilmoy Torah. Lilmoy Torah brings the greatest welfare into the society. Let's go on now to the very last page, and then we'll start. Last paragraph, we'll look at this together. So the question is, which is the greater benevolence in the world? Is Chesed or Limud Torah the greater? Which is the greater source of Shefa in the world? Nira Muchach, the Afa Fisha Talmud Torah Kenevi Kulam, Hihi HaTova Hachi Gadoila Sheyuchu La'Asdois. The greatest benefit to civilization you can do is learning Torah. Avo Mikeven to Maisa HaTova Nasis B'derech Gromo. It's done by indirectly. Mm-hmm. It's an indirect form of kindness to the world, because when you learn Torah, it comes from Shemayim. But it's not enough. You yourself must be active. What you provide from Shemayim is one level, but you also must do it yourself. So that it shouldn't be a little Torah. And it's an interesting gemara he brings down from Vayim Moshe Shana. Rabba v'Abaye mid the Beis Eli. Both Rabba and Abaye both came from the Beis Eli. Ka'osu. Rabba da Osik v'Torah. Rabba, who learned Torah, lived for 40 years. Abaye, who learned Torah and was Osik in Gimenez Chasodim, lived for 60 years. And Tosfos asked Akasha, Rabba, Kasiv v'Adai gam Rabba, haya Osik v'Adai Gimenez Chasodim. What do you mean? You're trying to tell me that Rabba didn't do... I think it is Rava. He brings Rava. I think it's a mistake.
Yeah.
So you're trying to tell me Rava didn't do Chesed? Abaya Osik Tvei. Abaya did more Chesed than Rava. Well, the Sefer Avodas David, Bianu, Devadai Bechol Mokrim Shohaya Iyav Shala Asot Alid Eichreim, Gam Rava Osak B'Gimel Asodim. Rava also did in the place when he couldn't. He also learned that. So what's the pshat? What's the nomer? Shabaye hishpadeh lasos gimenes chasodim la'achayrim ba'ofen shelo tigrom le'bitul Torah. When Abaye did chesed, says the Sefer Avodas David, Abaya did chesed in such a way that there wasn't any bittul Torah. The kemdish toikek Abaya lasas gemenes lasayim lachayim and Hashemayim azog. They helped him more from Shemayim. The zocha lasas gemenes lasayim yoyte mirava. He did more than rava. V'lachayim chayashitin shenim. And therefore he lived for 60 years. V'hocha nami yesh v'farish mashanema itzav abchananya ben taradya. T'chala oisik v'toyla bilvad. If a person only learns Torah, doyme kemisha eino eloka. What does that mean? Rashi says, the eino eloka lahogin eloh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't protect him. Dichudei lezakas desiyata dishmaya lehogen alav b'shas hadin tzorich lishkadel lehitiv lachrinei. In order to receive protection from Shemayim, you have to be involved with other people. Ma'isa chasadim u'gminas chasadim yoisa al talmudai ba'ofen shlo yigoyim lo bittul Torah. The person has to also, that it won't cause your bittul Torah, but also to help others. V'imlo hishtoikik lasos kein lo yizke lesiyata dishmaya. You won't gain siyata dishmaya shayogen alav b'shas hadin. He wasn't spared. But Yeshvanu Lirmod Nikol Zeh Goydel Hachir Lehishtadel Lasek Batel Gemenes Chasadim Kol Echad Kefika Choyzot. To try as much as you can. Ubozeh Nizke Laleches Bidrochov Yisporach Lehiyos Selem Elokim Kefi Rotzon Ho'elion Belasos Nachazuach Lishmo Yisporach. I was thinking when I was preparing this, a Yehudi means from Zera Avraham Avinu, and that was Avraham Avinu. Avraham was a mater. He cared for other people, and that the tzura of a Yehudi is not just to be involved in himself. The whole tzura is to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ways of chesed, and that's the chesed, Torah's chesed. It's not enough just to have the Torah, you need to have the chesed together with it, and that's the original form of a Yehudi. That's what a Yehudi is all about.
Only. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Take a look at the beginning now, Rabbi. So we'll start the Sefer Mitzvashem now. Peret Mishrei. The Hagdolma here. You don't have one. Ken. Yesh bazeh Torah lishma l'maaminim bo, l'masminim bo. Those who. Ken. 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 Ha'odam moyer ishestam elokeinai. Take a look. You haven't got it. Ha'odam, this is the opening, the hagdomatus to the Sefer. Ha'odam moyer ishestam elokeinai. It's fitting that a person should be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word ro'ui here is a bit strange. Now, why don't we say the word chayev? Ro'ui she'istame l'koinai. What does the word ro'ui mean? It's correct for a person to be... why not chayev? It's the same as the mitzvah halachta bidrochov. It's mat'im. So what's the word ro'ui doing here? I looked about in the Mephoroshim down here at the bottom, and also Rav Matisyahu in his Peirush also brings down. It's like a personal project. A person for himself should feel his chayvus of himself. Ro'oi, with all the kochus that he's been given, he should himself pursue it. It's like his own effort, rather than just being chayv. If it's chayv, then I'm duty bound. So it doesn't become his own efforts. That's how I understood it. When it's ro'oi, ro'oi means he should take it on himself, rather than just being chayev. If you say just chayev, that's the mitzvah halachta bidrochov. Ro'ui implies of all the gifts that he's been given, he should work on himself to strive. It should be ro'ui for him to see that, to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he becomes similar to the tzura ha'elyona, meaning he is the tzelem elokim. And we're talking here about, since Adam is the most sophisticated and the purpose of all the creation, he becomes the closest to Hashem when he emulates him, when he copies HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Selem Udumus. She'ilu yeduma begufay. Supposing he's only similar in guf, v'lo bepulos. Whatever gufay means, I don't know what gufay means here. He can't be similar in guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but gufay means in form, whatever that form is.
That means that he
has
the energy.
Right. Harehu machsib hatsura. He disparages. The word machsiv means he shames the tzura. What does it mean, machsiv? Rav Matisyahu explained from once from Rav Elia. I saw him in the Choshen at the back. He brings that. What's the difference between sheker and kozov? Sheker is when you say something and you know it's not true. That's sheker. Kozov is when you say something and you mean it, but you don't carry out what you're doing. You don't follow through. You say you're going to do something, but in the end you don't do it. That's a kezev. A kezev means you intend to do it, but in the end you didn't follow through. It becomes a kozov. Kozov means a shame, it's embarrassment. Do you remember the Isha HaShunamis, when Elisha promised her a child? So she said to me, "Al tekazev es amosdecha. Don't promise me something that you can't do. You don't give it. You don't give children. Don't promise me something that you can't follow through with. A kezev is something which you don't follow through with." And that's the meaning here. A person is given so many gifts in creation as a bria. It's a kozov if he doesn't follow through in being the tzelem Elokim. He's given so many gifts and so many opportunities. So, he denies the whole purpose of his creation. The Maisa, he says down here at the bottom, Goyim are the same as that, no? Goyim also made B'Tselem Elokim. They also have that requirement as well. Odom is made B'Tselem Elokim. And the Tselem means every human being has that function in him.
Shalom is the
right. It's only Klal Yisrael who really are the ones. Klal Yisrael are the ones who really shine at this Tzuras HaOdom, the greatness of the Gadlus HaOdom. Where do you see the Gadlus HaOdom? You don't see it in a pope. You don't see a Gadlus HaOdom in a businessman. You see it in a Yehudi. A Yehudi who keeps Torah mitzvahs. That's the Tzura of why he was created. For Yomu Olav, Tzura Noe Uma'asim Mecha'urim. It's an embarrassment to his creation. He has a beautiful form. He's given great capabilities, but his actions are not pleasant. Shaharei ikah hatzelem b'hadumus ha'elyon heim pu'uloisov. The ikah similarity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the pu'uloisov. But Matisyahu says, what do you mean the pu'uloisov? You never see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there? Through his actions. His actions represent his midas. So behind the pu'ulois are the midas. So when you see something done, you realize there's a midah behind it. The midah comes out in the pula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And that's what it means. Pula, the pula is... You never see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Only through the pula. And the pulas are the midahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In creation, in maintaining the world. What's the benefit of a person being given such an incredible form? The must have this Eivorov. And yet in actions he's not similar to him. It's a shame, it's an embarrassment, it's degrading. He's given so much and then he doesn't match. And that's the reason why a person should try and be similar to the Keter, meaning to the form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatness of this sefer, I think. You learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you learn about yourself as well here, how to change as well. That's why I chose this sefer. Shehein Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachmim Elyonos. There are 13 midas of Elyonos, the Rumuzos bestowed Hapsukim in Micha. And they are Mikel Kamoicha, Noise Ovoin Vaiva Al Pesha, Lishairis Nachal Ozoi, La Hechzik Lord Apo, Kihopes Chesedu, we'll go through each one as we can. Yoshub Yachamin, Yichbo Shabon, Sin of the Sashnik, and Tulasem Kol Hatoiso, Titan Emes, the Yakob Chesed Lavuam, Ashenish Baz, Abbas, and Mekelim. There are 13 here. The question is asked, Rav Matisyahu asked the question, what's the difference? Why did he choose Moshe Rabbeinu's 13? Why did he choose these 13? What we say in Michot, these 13 are not, we don't know, are they the same as the Yud Gimel Midas of Moshe Rabbeinu? I don't know if they match or not. I don't know. They're the same as the Yud Gimel Midas? There is that, definitely a similarity. But I don't know if they're the same ones. But these are called Elyonos. These are called Elyonos. Elyonos means that they were revealed to Micha, the 13 Midas, and Yilei Nevuah. Otherwise, we would never know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You would never know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noise Ovoin if it wouldn't be told to us, these Noise Ovoin. You would never know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Yoachameinu, Hilbachami, when a person does Tshuva, unless the Navi would have told you that. So these are Elyonos, which we were told about through the Navi, and this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves. And that's the reason why a person should have inside him these 13 midas. And now we will explain the 13 midas which a person should try and acquire himself. This lashon is interesting. Timsa'ena, which you'll find in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Tihiyena, one should apply them. That's the meaning behind it. So the 13 midas themselves are the way we come out and copy the Tzelem. You can't just have emuna by itself. It's not enough. You must have the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To become a tzelem elokim, person must have tiyano. They should be there in him. Rachum and chanun. Otherwise, he's not a tzelem. He is a fake. He is a fool. He's not the real tzelem. And tzelem comes out in these 13. Next week, Mr. Shem, we'll start.